71-50, the Lutheran St. Charles Cougars go on to play for the state championship. West Plains will play for third at noon tomorrow against Cape Girardeau Notre Dame. To my right, Scott Womack, head coach of the Lady Zizzers. I had a Rolla flashback there in the first quarter, or first half, and I thought, well, you know, we've been down like this. Maybe we'll turn it on and come back. A little different animal today with St. Charles. Their size and their play by Jordan Spicer, she had 29. They were just too tough.
Yeah, and they didn't do anything that we weren't expecting. I mean, I knew our first goal was, we said, two things was on the board. One, don't let 23 shoot the ball. And then two, we got a rebound. And halftime, I think they had us down 20-1 on the boards of what we had. I know the official stats had it 17-0, but I know that wasn't right because I know Olive had one rebound. And we have it 37-11 from on the boards. I mean, you just can't you can't win games getting out rebounded like that. And then just to leave her open, and she got, when she got hot, we couldn't stop her. And I mean, I take blame a little bit. I should have went to the box and one a little earlier. We went to the box and one there in the third quarter, and I think we kept her scoreless. Of course, then she got her third foul, which helped. But we just, I mean, I think offensively we were fine. We were getting the ball to the hole, and that's what we were wanting to do, is try to drive and then kick. And I thought in the first quarter we were a little bit impatient. We were shooting shots with contested shots, and just got down too much, and it's hard to make it. You know, they're well coached. They're a good team. I'd say all six of those girls will be playing college ball somewhere. And I thought we could hurt them a little bit more on our press. And I think we got two turnovers all game. We got one at half court early in the game, and then we messed up the two-on-one and didn't score, threw it out of bounds. And so we didn't get anything off the press, and that hurt. And I felt like we needed to do that. That was probably our third goal, or third important point to the game, was, you know, rebound, know where Spicer was, and then try to get some turnovers on the press, and we just couldn't do it.
I was looking here at stat. They made, well, just a real quick look, they made 11 threes. We had no threes in the first half when we got in the hole, finished the game, I think, with four for the ball game, and that's really a part of your game, getting Kaylee open, Zoe open. Alyssa made a few threes, but the three-point game just wasn't consistent, and
right.
And that can keep you in a game like this. But, you know, you got to give them credit. They really played good.
Yeah, I mean, take nothing away from them. We'll find out tomorrow. They may end up being the state champs. But, yeah, our offense is dictated off of getting steals off our press and then trying to get open threes, you know, and because we have, you know, three or four people that can really shoot the three. And and we didn't get any of that, especially the first half. And we hang our hat on our defense, and our defense just wasn't very good. I mean, that's all I can say about it. We just weren't very good defensively.
For the game, they shot 57%. We shot 52%, and that ain't bad at all. Like you were talking about the rebounding, 33-8.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that might be just a little bit off. I mean, I know Olivia had one in the first half, and they didn't give it to her. And but, you know, Alyssa's got to have more. She had zero rebounds. I mean, she's got to do a better job. And I know she had her hands full with the number 32, but she's got to do a little bit better job on the boards for us. You know, we can't just rely on Olivia to get half our rebounds.
Well, now it goes to the third-place game at noon tomorrow in Cape Girardeau, Notre Dame. They're not just like Lutheran St. Charles, but they're similar to it.
They're big. They got three sisters that play, and a 6'2 freshman that's really made them a lot better. We played them last year and, beat them pretty good, but they're a different team this year. And, you know, what tomorrow comes down to is who's going to be ready to play. I mean, we're coming back at noon to play tomorrow. Both teams are probably – yeah, I know my team's in there crying right now, and I'm sure they were crying after their game, because everybody comes here to win the state title. And when this happens, then, you know, you feel, you know, bad. So you got to – in 12 hours, we're playing, basically. So which team's going to have enough grit to come back tomorrow and be ready to play? And, you know, I like our chances, but we got to come to play tomorrow.
Isn't that the way a lot of those third-place games go, though? Somebody is not as interested as
right.
somebody else.
Right.
You got to be the interested one,
and
right?
You don't get as many fans. There's not as much excitement in the gym. So you've got to motivate yourself, and who's going to motivate themselves to go play?